Jesus Christ came to the earth to reveal God's plan, God's purpose for human life. We will eventually become God-like, from dirt to divinity. We will become very sons of God, very God, as God is God, and that is God's plan. This sermon started out as a day with Jesus. But the more I thought of it, and the more I followed what I wanted to say, it became spending time with Jesus. That should be obvious, isn't it? It should be obvious that we, God's people, should spend time with Jesus. That is our eventual hope, that we will spend eternity with Jesus Christ. The evangelicals say that we'll be looking in his face, and we'll get a harp, and we'll get new shoes, maybe a new foot too. But God's plan is for us to become like God. God will eventually produce a God family. Now, if you were to spend a day with Jesus, or if you had the time and the opportunity, what would be some of the things you'll remember most about Jesus Christ? Would it be Jesus with the woman at the well? That's a wonderfully gripping story. Jesus saw this woman in the well, and they spoke and they talked. And eventually, she called the entire village to hear a man who told me things that I thought were so personal and so private. It would be the same with us. We have things we think are buried so deep. God knows where they are. God will find them, and God will make them known. Not to embarrass us, but because God is producing and preparing a family like himself. Being with Jesus, you would possibly want to see when he healed a blind man of John chapter 9. Spectacular. Here comes this man, cannot see. Jesus touches his eyes and he starts seeing all over again, because he had not seen before. He was a known person in the village. And the priest found him and said, "How come you have seen?" He said, "Jesus opened my eyes and I can see." Maybe that might have been one thing that Jesus did that might have caught your attention. Or was it when Jesus walked on the water? That was a spectacular thing. The disciples were in that boat, and they were beginning to experience difficulties with the engine, and the winds were roaring and tossing and turning the boat up and down. And as they looked in the distance, they saw this creature, this character, this person, this object. And as they drew nearer, it was Jesus. And he calmed the sea, and everything was all right all over again, like in our lives. Sometimes things are difficult. Things are topsy-turvy, and we don't know where to turn, and we are confused. And as Jesus said to those raging winds and waters, "Peace be still." Maybe if you had seen Jesus and you had a chance to be with Jesus, that might have been something that would have caught your fancy. Being with Jesus was a wonderful thing. But you knew that the world missed it. The world did not recognize him as to who he was. The world thought he was just another passing fancy. Some of these tablets have the effect. One of them I take, they like dry you out. I'm taking the Lyrica for the pain in the foot, excuse me, and didn't read the bottle as thoroughly as I thought. Looking at the television, and there was an advertisement of Lyrica. My wife said, oh, look what they said about Lyrica. It dries you out, and it gives you shortness of breath. I went to the hospital a couple of weeks ago because my nostrils were like, couldn't breathe properly. And now we saw on the ad that that's one of the effects of Lyrica. So maybe you might never have to take Lyrica. So back to the story. What particular thing that Jesus did that would have caught your fancy? What would it have been like to have been with Jesus? It turned from a day with Jesus to really spending time with Jesus. And isn't that what we're going to do? Are you looking forward to that time when we'll spend eternity with Jesus Christ? That is the objective. All the other piddling things that pass day by day and catch your fancy, that's not the thing. We are looking forward to being with Jesus forever. Isn't that a glorious thought? I hope you're looking forward to that. That is what we're living for. What did Jesus do when he came here? Was it the glorious thing that he did on that wedding day when he turned water into wine? Wonderful action, wonderful act, a wonderful deed. But Christ's mission was not to turn water into wine. Christ's mission was not to walk on the sea. Christ's mission was to bring the message of the kingdom of God to the earth. That would solve the problems. We get stirred all over and turned up and turned in the wrong direction. Jesus Christ is bringing to this earth the kingdom of God. The day after the election, Hillary said she felt like getting an old book and curling up in the bed and reading it. Disappointments are plenty in all of our lives, and they will come. But brethren, the hope is that God's kingdom will bring peace and calm, correction, propriety, and the right way to live. We see people living lives today and they're all discombobulated. They're all in a huddle. The message we have, brethren, is the message Jesus brought. Jesus did not come to say to the world, all right, give me your heart. No. Jesus came because he wants our lives to be transformed, to be made different, and to turn us around, because little do we know, we are upside down. And only Jesus Christ, God's Son, can make us the kind of people that God wants us to be. In the Bible, we have what is known as the Gospels. A couple of weeks ago, we were looking at the structure of the Bible. We looked in the Old Testament and found that it has 39 chapters. Looked at the New Testament and found it has 27 chapters. We found that there were 35 miracles in the Bible and 30 parables in the Bible. But the thing is, those are important facts to know. Those are good to know. But thank God, God's truth is revealed in all of the Word of God. So instead of spending a day with Jesus, seeing him turn a couple of loaves and fishes into a meal, hundreds of people, 5,000 people, seeing him call Zacchaeus out of the tree. All of those are spectacular things. But the message is what is important. The message is that the world will be different. We will have a new world. And Jesus Christ will be king in that world. In the book of Luke, chapter 8, and verse 1. Luke, chapter 8, and verse 1. This is the mission that the church of God is on. And it's the mission that Jesus was on. And the mission he commissioned. Luke 8 and 1. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city. Jesus was an evangelist. Jesus had a purpose. Jesus knew what he was doing. And village. Preaching. Listen to what Jesus preached. Preaching. And showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Brethren, do you get tired of hearing the ministers talk about the kingdom of God? Do you get tired of us mentioning the kingdom of God? I have about 4 sermons on the kingdom of God. I think even more. But Jesus went about the cities and the villages preaching and teaching the kingdom of God. In Mark chapter 1, verses 14, 15, and 16, it says that Jesus came into Galilee preaching and saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. And how somehow the world was blinded to that. The world thinks that Jesus came saying, well, give me your heart, give me your life. I'll make you a good boy. I'll have to clean you up and you'll be all right. No! Jesus came saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. We need to become more conscious, more aware, more caught up, more whipped up about the fact that God's kingdom will permeate the entire earth. And all men will come to the knowledge that God is God. And God is the creator. And God is the sustainer. Presently we have God's many, says the scriptures, and Lord's many. But the world will come to understand because they'll be under the kingship, the leadership, the governance, and the government of God. And we need to get that concept in our minds. And